to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, it was a nice set, and I know you liked it. I know it. I can see it in your eyes. All right, we just listened to Hammerhead. They are from Kansas City. And we listened to the song Tunnel, which is part of their brand new album titled Nonetheless. And yes, you should check these teenagers out, because they are literally teenagers. Three of them, a trio. Three teenagers from Kansas City. Very, very talented. Wow, they are really, really talented. I think the oldest is like 19 or something, 20 maybe now. But they are very good. Highly recommended. And yeah, this was from their latest album, Nonetheless. Before that, we listened to Whispers in the Maze. They are from Ottawa in Canada. And we listened to the song Poisoning Imagination, which is part of their latest EP titled Stories Untold, Chapter 1. And we started the set with a classic and favorite of mine, excusez-moi, that's why you are the host. You get certain privileges when you are the host of a radio show. So we listened to Black Sabbath with the song NIB. This version is from a collection called the Ultimate Collection from 1970. But, well, you can find it in many, many places. It's a classic. So, yeah, and I told you we're going to have some love theme songs along the way. So there you go. Exhibit. One of the exhibits. I can't remember if it's exhibit A or B or C, but anyway, this is one of them. All right. So we're going to go now and play a song by our guests, Iron Kingdom. And then we'll come back and, yeah, chat with them. And, let's continue here at The Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back. are back here at the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM. And we just listened to our guest, Iron Kingdom. We listened to the song Queen of the Crystal Throne, which is part of their brand new album, The Blood of Creation, from 2022. And let's just go and chat with Chris.
We actually released our first album.
All right, so we have here Chris from Iron Kingdom. How are you, Chris?
Good, good. How are you?
I am good. Yeah, thank you for being with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great. So I guess for the audience that is not too familiar with Iron Kingdom, which I doubt there is a lot because, yeah, you have quite a few followers, I've been told, or I've seen on, you know, Facebook and stuff. How long have you been together as a band? And I guess has there been like many changes in membership, or how has that been?
So Iron Kingdom was formed in 2011, so we're almost 12 years old now as a band. We've had quite a few lineup changes, I think, over the years. Our main lineups probably would have been myself with our bassist, Layton, who's been with me since the beginning, with Amanda on drums and Kenny on guitar. And then our current lineup now is probably our next most longest lineup, you could say. And that's with Megan Merrick on guitar and Max Friesen on the drums.
Sounds good. And so how did the name came upon? Like, what's the story behind the band's name?
Well, it's kind of funny because we used to be called something else, and we weren't really too into it, and we were looking for something else, right? And so we had this meeting, and we go, okay, look, guys, we can't use the word black, and we can't use the word iron. No matter what you come up with, good luck. Figure something out. You know, we gave everybody the idea, go home and come up with something. You know, we didn't want something generic, right? Or overused, I guess you could say. So then we come back, you know, about a month later or something, and we're like, hey, what are the names everybody's got? And I come in and I'm like, okay, guys, I know we said we weren't going to do this, but Word Kingdom just sounds awesome. And they're like, uh-oh, what are you telling me? I'm like, Iron Kingdom, and they're just like, ah, oh, man, I like it. They're like, you broke the rules. So, I mean, that's the true story.
Nope, that's good. I mean, I love to hear the stories because, you know, they all go like from, you know, something funny or simple like yours to sometimes like a full 300% joke that became, you know, the name, to, you know, deep, you know, subconscious meaning, and there's, you know, like three paragraphs of an explanation of the name. I mean, so, which is all great, but I just love to hear, yeah, what's the story behind the name?
Yeah, fair enough.
that's great. Okay, so in terms of your LPs or EPs, like how many have you got? And tell us about that, please.
Yeah, sure. So when we actually released our first album the same year that we became Iron Kingdom, so. That would have been Curse of the Voodoo Queen, which we just actually reprinted because we sold out of all of those. So we just got those back on CD now. Then we have our second album, Gates of Eternity, which came out in 2013. So that one was like a big deal for Europe and stuff. It kind of got us out of Canada and more into the global scene, you could say. Then we put out Ride for Glory in 2015, along with, actually on the same day, we released a live EP, which was recorded in Seattle. So we have Unleashed at the Kraken, live in Seattle, and Ride for Glory both came out in 2015. And then we put out, so we had a bit of a lineup change after that album, and that's when Amanda and Kenny left shortly after that release. And then we had a bit of a delay before we put out our fourth album, On the Hunt, which came out in 2019. And that's when Megan joined us, and we had a different drummer at the time. And then we just put out our fifth album, The Blood of Creation, back in November, I believe it was, of 2022.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, quite the collection there. And yeah, great that you had to reprint, you know, the first one. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the live album. So how was that experience? I think you're one of the first ones that I've talked to that recorded a live album or EP, I mean, whatever it is. Still the same. Like, so was it just like one take, like one show, or were you nervous?
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is we're the kind of band that puts way too much on our plate all the time. We just, that's just what we do. I don't know how else to do things, I guess. So what we did was, we had this tour booked through the States, and we were like, hey, wouldn't it be so cool if we had a, you know, we did a live album supporting the first two releases so that we can put it on vinyl, because it's only available on vinyl, right? We don't sell it digitally or on CD or anything else.
Nice.
So the idea was, let's just make something special, like just for diehard fan kind of thing, and nobody else really has access to it. That was kind of the point. So we couldn't release the first two albums on vinyl because it was too expensive for us at the time, but we figured we could kind of combine them into this sort of live EP thing, with a little bit of, you know, a bit more energy than maybe the albums had or whatever. But what we did was we hired our recording engineer, and he just recorded it out of our van, so out of our tour van. So he set up all of his gear in the van, and then we just ran cables out into the venue. So he had kind of like his little isolation booth in there, I guess you could say. And yeah, we just did one show. It was in Seattle, and it was all one take. There's a couple songs we couldn't include. Like, the set was a bit longer than what is on the EP, but you know, a couple mistakes. We were like, yeah, I don't think that one's gonna work out. So we just kind of dropped a song or two. But there's five tracks on there. That's why it's an EP. And yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's got some different energy than the actual, you know, studio album. So thought it was kind of cool, and it captured a moment in our time, in our history.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm gonna have to, you know, look for it. Since you already told me that it's not online, so there you go. Great, yeah, great marketing technique. In terms of like composition, like is it like a group effort for Iron Kingdom, or does somebody take care of the lyrics? How does it work for you guys?
Oh yeah, I mean, we kind of all work together, but people do kind of have their specialties, you could say. So I mean, myself and in our current lineup, myself and Megan are kind of the main, you could say, riff writers, but we're also the guitar players, so that kind of makes sense. But our bassist, Leighton, actually does a fair amount of the lyrics. I probably do the next amount somewhere. You know, he might do, like, let's say 70%, and I might do 30 or something. Then we have our, like, everyone's super involved because we kind of jam things out as a group. So we'll come in with a riff, and we'll be like, hey, you know, what do you guys think of this? Like, is this cool? Should we do something else? Like, you know, so there's always four opinions involved in everything that gets added to the song. We like to keep it pretty diplomatic. You know, if someone's really not into something, or, you know, we might kind of vote on it, or just be like, hey, why don't we just try something else? Or, you know, so it's pretty inclusive. But I'd say each person kind of has their strengths where, you know, we'll kind of be like, hey, do you have any ideas in this world that you're strong with? And then they'll, you know, maybe come back with something.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. from what I've talked to bands, like most of that is, you know, kind of how it works, like with certain people or, yeah, individuals having certain lead, because, well, that's how it works. But that's pretty cool. And then in terms of the, like, on the, of the albums, do you, like, write, like, themes in the albums, or is it not? I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
No, I think that makes sense. When we kind of have loose themes, you could say, like, Gates of Eternity, for example, it was all about life and death, heaven and hell. So every song on that album kind of was themed loosely around that. You know, there's a song about Chains of Solitude is about a guy who never dies. So, you know, it's kind of that life and death, and, you know, in his case, it's too much life, you could say. Yeah. But then, you know, there's other songs as well that are, like, about death or about, you know, heaven or hell or whatever. So that album was kind of, like, one of the heavier themed albums, you could say. But it's not, like, a concept or anything. Our latest album, The Blood of Creation, kind of, it's sort of like, I could say the theme is struggle or pain, almost, because each song kind of spoke about a different kind of struggle that people have faced, you know, kind of thing. And we wrote it when it was COVID, so we were kind of in a darker place, and I guess it kind of just connected that way. But we don't usually go into it with a theme in mind. It's kind of just, you know, whatever we're sort of feeling kind of just seems to keep happening. Yeah, I guess you could say, like, the same kind of concepts keep coming up, and then it kind of, it's a loose theme, I guess you could say.
No, that's cool. That's, yeah, it's some bands doing, like, purposely, but some others, you know, might not, or not quite, but that's all good.
Exactly.
I'm just curious about, you know, all this stuff. Like, it's really interesting for me, really fascinating, and I hope for the listeners too.
Yeah.
Of course. So have you been able to promote the newest album? Were you on tour? Will you be? What's happening there?
Well, we did a show. Like, our release party was back in November, and that was at the Wise Hall in Vancouver, and we actually sold it out, which is amazing. So that was our only show so far supporting the new album. But March 1st, we're going to announce our first tour. And already I can tell you that we have two festivals confirmed and announced. So we're playing a festival called Alternative Waves in Medicine Hat, and that's going to be in June.